Or says, well, I'd like to see Butta be the guy. Foster's out. He has the size, skill, and athleticism. You know, let me tell you why this is important, okay? And part of this is going to have to do with Jake Wallin. And people can probably figure out why, all right? Butta Johnson has played both the two and the three. This situation, I think, is going to force Butta Johnson more into the regular rotation as a two. And if that's the case, then Clemson's going to need more out of Jake Wallin. And quite honestly, I don't think Jake's played very well of late. I don't think he played well last night. I don't think he's played. I think he's lost his confidence. His confidence seems a little tied to his shot. The shot, I mean, look, I'm fine with Jake Wallin taking threes, but I think he's best as a 6'10 guy who cuts and stays active and uses his athleticism and is not just a standstill spot-up shooter. I want to see Jake be more active. I think he has the capacity to be that, and I want to see that. So I don't know if this affects that balance, and it well could. Part of it depends, you know. Part of it depends, but yeah, I mean, I think you could see Butta now more as a two, and again, if that's true, then you know Jake Wallin, others are going to have to play better at the three than Jake has played of late, because like I said, I don't think Jake's played particularly well of late. I expect more from him. I think there were pretty big expectations coming in. He's been a starter, and I think this will put more demand on him. But again, I think he needs to increase his activity level. I know Clemson wants him to take the three when he has it. He took one last night that I thought was too deep and a bad shot at the time that he took it. It was straight on, if memory serves. It was the top of the key three, but it was like well beyond the top of the key. It was beyond the three-point line. You don't get bonus points. There's no four-point shot. I don't think Clemson needs that. And so I think he needs to get better in that regard. Jed says Jake was good on defense last night, but needs to take more than one shot. Yeah, look, I think Jake has been pretty good defensively. I don't think he's been great. I think he's been pretty good with some consistency in that regard. I thought last night he was pretty good defensively. But I just think that you're going to be on the court for 25 minutes. You've got to be more productive. And I just think he needs to be more active offensively. Again, I think one of the best things he does at 6'10" is he cuts. I think he's a hard cutter, and he's athletic. And I think this team is going to need more from him in that regard, especially if this injury disrupts the balance at the two spot, which it could well. Again, Ace Buckner is going to get more minutes if the worst has occurred, and then I think Butta Johnson, his minutes. Look, honestly, I sort of liked the lineups that had Butta Johnson at the three. And I thought he played really well in recent games against better competition. Not so much last night, but in recent games against better competition, he got banged up last night too. But in recent games against better competition, I thought he had really stepped up and become a bigger factor. And, you know, Brad has talked about the fact that, you know, he's sort of a reluctant guy. You've got to stay on him to hunt his own shot. Hunt your shot is a negative connotation generally. I don't mean it that way. So we shall see. But look, I think this is all going to be instrumental moving forward. Texter said, Hey, Texture 328, the Go thing was awesome. People just absolutely loved it. So, but thanks for
your... Oh, wow, I like doing it.
Yeah, I mean, again, we got texts, we got like a million texts on it. People just absolutely loved it. It's the best way to give away prizes ever.
It's got to be fun for us, ever. Too. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's fun for everybody. I mean, except apparently one person.
Well, there's always one.
Brooke the Millie says, hey, y'all, we made it today without getting mad at any people today. How about that,
Nobody.
Ramona? Nobody. Nobody on Brooke's hit list. Nobody on Brooke's hit list at all.
How about that? Close to Christmas.
You know, Gamecock Billy wrote me earlier tonight, and he said he was optimistic about South Carolina athletics moving forward, and that, you know, he likes the hire Shane Beamer's made, et cetera. I do, too. I like the hire Shane Beamer has made. I just don't know if he's going to be around to enjoy him. I mean, I think Shane Beamer put pressure on himself with that playoff discussion.
With that comment?
Yeah, with the playoff discussion. And I think
that's smart.
I think that's going to be how he's measured now. I mean, what does South Carolina have to do next year in order for Shane Beamer to be the coach there?
Okay,
in 2 years?
I had a question.
Yeah.
Have they ever made the playoffs?
Well, the playoffs haven't been around that long.
I know. So. Okay. Well, then have they ever
no.
made the top position, been in the top game?
Well, look, when Spurrier was coaching,
they
there wasn't a playoff, but when Spurrier was coaching, if the 12-team playoff existed, they would have made the playoff.
Oh, okay.
They were a top 12 team during that time frame. And look, they came dangerously close last year. I mean, I think most people thought at the end of the year they were playing well enough to be a playoff team. It's just the early season issues that hurt them. Some games that, you know, for example, the LSU game, which was probably stolen from them, and then the Alabama game, which was theirs to win, and they didn't win. I mean, there was certainly a chance to be a playoff team. I just don't know what your expectations are as South Carolina. I mean, is it good enough that every other year that Shane Beamer can win 8 or 9 games? Is that good enough? I sort of think it should be, given your history. But South Carolina fans don't. Joe doesn't think so. Joe doesn't think that's good enough. I think, given the South Carolina history in football, that would be exceeding the historical norm if you were to accomplish that. But I don't. And here's the other thing: they're now playing in an SEC that I think is better than it's been during much of the history, because you've added Oklahoma and Texas, so it gets more difficult, not easier. And I don't know what the South Carolina fan base collectively views as the expectation. I know what Joe thinks. I know what individual South Carolina fans think. Joe thinks that it should be better. Like, it should be better every year. And I don't know. Maybe with the right guy, maybe it can be. And maybe Shane Beamer is the right guy. Maybe it's just going to take a little bit of time. But I would think, if you're like a South Carolina fan, that if you went from like 9 wins to 5 wins and then back to 9 wins, that might be good enough given the history. But it doesn't seem like that's the way they're thinking. But I think Beamer put pressure on himself with the comments he made, with the suggestion that South Carolina is going to be a playoff team, because he did make that suggestion. Whether he actually said those words or not, his intent was clear. He was trying. It was a self-preservation thing. He was trying to preserve himself now. He was trying to basically make the case for himself now, and he did that, creating expectations for next year in an effort to head off any concern about whether he was going to be dismissed now. That's why he did it. But, you know, now he's forced himself to live up to a standard next year that I don't know if he can live up to. I mean, it's way too early to know. I'm not saying he can't, by the way. I'm not one of these people saying he can't. Look, the reality is that we need to see the transfer portal results before we know what any of these teams are going to be. I have no idea what Clemson's going to be next year. I have no idea what South Carolina's going to be next year. None. As we sit here today, none. I mean, we can look at parts of the team. We can look at parts of either football team and say, well, this looks good, or that looks good, or this doesn't look good. But until we know the completed picture of what these teams are going to look like after the transfer portal, where, again, the expectation is, to a greater degree than ever before, Clemson is going to hammer the portal. At least hammer from a Clemson perspective, hammer. Maybe not from a former Lane Kiffin standpoint or a Lane Kiffin LSU standpoint. But I think that has to happen in order to know what these teams are going to be, to have any idea. I mean, look, This is already hard enough. It's already hard enough to project these teams now because the whole world has changed. The portal NIL has changed the picture. It's made it much cloudier, much more difficult to figure, harder to guess on which teams are going to rise out of nowhere. But until we actually get portal information, it's an incomplete. It's like a complete incomplete. It's hard enough to figure once you have that information, because then you've got to decide how these portal players are actually going to impact you. And sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't. But as of now, we don't even have that. We have no idea. We have absolutely no idea. We have no idea how many portal players will be starting for Clemson next year. How many portal players will be starting for South Carolina next year? We have no clue right now what the answer to that is. So I'm not going to make any guesses about how many wins South Carolina is going to have next year at this stage, because I don't know what their roster is going to look like. I have no idea. None. I mean, I don't even know if Lenora Sellers is going to be the quarterback. So we're going to need that information at the very least before we start making any educated guesses as to what's going to happen with any of these football teams. Because, like, again, looking forward next year to Clemson, South Carolina, we don't even know who's quarterbacking those teams. Let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers. Robert, I'm coming right to you. Look, even during the holidays, you don't need a special occasion to give a truly unforgettable gift, but the holidays are here, and Christmas is here. That's right. It's not too early to start planning the perfect Christmas present. Well, it's definitely not too early now, because you're basically out of time. You have 8 days. Hey, listen up, fellas. I know you're like me. You're like last minute Joe. Okay. Well, you're already at last minute. Okay. It's already there. Get to Turner's. Find something for everybody on your list. Make an ordinary day feel like Christmas morning with a little sparkle from my friends at Turner's Jewelers. Turner's is a family-owned jeweler with over 65 years of expertise and a legacy of trust in the upstate. There's nobody like Turner's. And Mark donated $2,000 to this Tigers for Tatas campaign, too. How about that? So great people, great in the community. The selection at Turner's is unparalleled. Ramona lives there. You'll see her over there. There's just nobody. Turner's is privately owned. It's a special place. It's not a chain. Their selection is absolutely unparalleled. In every area of jewelry, unparalleled. Their staff is incredible. Trust me, they will help you find the perfect gifts for everybody on your list, male, female, it doesn't matter. And, of course, nobody says I do like Turner's Jewelers. Bridal jewelry for the big day, timeless pieces to celebrate every day. Turner's is for grooms, too. Shop wedding bands, luxury watches that elevate your style. They have pre-owned Rolexes, great selection. They have estate jewelry, which are all one-of-a-kind. Of course, they can create a one-of-a-kind piece for you. It's Turner's Jewelers. There's no one like it. Browse online at turnersjewelers.com or visit the store in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca for personal expert service. Turner's Jewelers, where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how. You'll thank me later. Robert, you're up first when we get back. Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
We have a product called a tree growth regulator. It doesn't stop the tree from being healthy. It just stops it from getting taller. Growth regulating your trees will make the roots stronger, the trunk stronger, long-term, and they'll survive the winter storms better. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
When you've thrown over 4,000 innings like I have, you know joint pain isn't a maybe, it's a guarantee. For you, was it climbing ladders or too much heavy lifting? Hey, we're all in the same boat. But surgery, that was never my answer.
Baseball legend Roger Clemens knows there's a better way. That's QC Kinetics regenerative treatments that help your body heal itself. No scalpels, no fake fixes, just real relief.
What I love about QC Kinetics, these are the most respected medical pros in the country that specialize in non-surgical therapies to get you moving again.
And you don't need to leave your home or office. Meet with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video. Call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics. You should too.
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
For Christmas, treat her to a special day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa 13 years in a row. The Lilia Day Spa staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one-day or many holiday packages. Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Christmas and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa, 13 years in a row.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit engineersleep.com.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit TigerMovingGreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
The holiday season is here, and Elkmont is counting the days to Christmas with a special sales offering for each of the 24 days of Christmas. Items will be added daily and posted on Elkmont's Facebook and Instagram pages. Elkmont has all the brands you love, like On Clouds, Birkenstock, Extra Tough, Patagonia, Z-Supply, Filson, Columbia, Maui Jims, Costa, and so much more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville and Clemson, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T TradingCompany.com.
Merry Christmas!
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar. The only place in the upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
We'll be right back.
Walt Diptula, Road Rage. We are back. Ramon, I wrote this the other day. I responded to something I wrote. Is that English? He's drinking water. I said, that's good. My only real concern is how I get these cookies. They look insane. And then I wrote, go BYU. These crumble cookies that BYU is involved in, all that crumble cookie money. I had no idea. So Steve says that there's a crumble cookie place in Easley.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know
either. Was I supposed to know that? Because I didn't.
I'm going to retweet this, and you check this out. Okay, this is a rather young American influencer with 700,000 followers, Ramona.
Because of these cookies?
No, I think it's because he eats on air.
Because he eats?
Yeah. I don't mean eats. I mean eats. I don't think you're following me.
Thing?
Yeah, I'm retweeting it right now.
All right,
okay,
let me look at it. Oh yeah, I'm
guessing this dude is, I don't know. I can't really see him because he's got the whole giant package of cookies that he's wolfing down, sitting on, I guess, his stomach. But you know, I'm thinking like 600.
Okay, so I'm seeing this guy.
Okay, you see him.
Okay, 600
pounds.
So he's got his cookies. Yeah. This is a thing that people want to watch?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I'm really not even interested in him, believe it or not. I'm interested in the cookies.
They
That's
do
what
look
I'm
wonderful.
Interested in. I'm interested in learning how I can get like him.
Okay. Yeah, these cookies look good.
The cookies look unbelievable. We heard about these crumble cookies out in BYU. With the money the crumble cookie was to retain Kalani Sitake, but I had no idea. I mean, I had never seen one. I didn't know what they look like, but they look awesome. And allegedly, they're available here in Easley, which I had no concept of. All right, that's that. Robert, how are you, Robert? Good to have you.
Walt, I'm great. I hope y'all are.
Yeah, thank you, Robert. Appreciate you getting in.
Before I get to Clemson basketball, first of all, do you think Shane Beamer is gambling on the fact that he thinks the playoffs are going to expand to 16, maybe 24, and all he has to do is finish like middle of the pack in the SEC and he'll get in the playoffs?
I don't know.
I
don't think so. I think it was a knee-jerk reaction to a lot of negativity about his future at South Carolina. I don't think he really thought it through at all. Had he thought it through, I don't think he would have said those things. Because I think he's put a lot of pressure on himself next year because he has now said those things. And if South Carolina has another failed season next year, I think it'll be his last at the school. I do. I think.
Well, maybe somebody told him, "Hey, you either make the playoffs or you're gone." And
well,
it didn't
look, I
matter.
Don't, yeah, I don't think said. I don't think he'll need to make the playoffs. But I do think he'll need to win 8 games. I think if he wins less than 8 games, there's a good chance he's not the coach after 2026. But, you know, again, I here's what I'm not going to do, okay? I'm not going to go look at their schedule and say these games aren't winnable and say that, well, South Carolina is automatically going to go 4-8 next year because this schedule looks daunting. I might do that once we have all the transfer portal information, and I know, you know, what other schools in the SEC did in comparison to South Carolina, but this holds true for Clemson too. There is no way. As we sit here, this is the world we live in now. Okay, on 12/17/2025, I can't really give you any idea what Clemson or South Carolina is going to be next year. As of today, do I think either one of these teams is a playoff team? No. I don't even think they're close. I mean, I don't even think they're remotely close to being a playoff team. Now, once the other names have been filled in, then it might change for both teams. I don't know. Only time is going to tell that. Again, I don't even know who's quarterbacking these two teams next year. I don't know if Lenoris is still going to be at South Carolina. Maybe he is. And from a Clemson perspective, I continue to believe that the starting quarterback for 2026 has not yet been identified. He's not on this roster. So until I know who that's, what we really need to do is have a spin the wheel and put all the potential transfer portal quarterbacks on it. I think I may actually do this. Put all and everybody who calls in, you get a spin every day, and we'll see who winds up Clemson's transfer portal quarterback.
Yeah, and you win a dozen of Reese's Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yeah, yeah.
If you get it right, if your quarterback ends up being the one.
That's right.
Speaking of quarterbacks, just right quick, two things, and then I do want to get to Clemson basketball. One, and I hate to say this on air because I don't know where it came from or where I read it. I don't remember, but it seems, or I read that Summerlin and staff basically told DJ Lagway that he was welcome to hit the transfer portal. They did not particularly try to keep him, and I think encouraged him to hit the portal because they didn't like his trying to figure out exactly. I can't repeat exactly what I read, but something to the effect of they didn't like his dedication or something. So that there's that.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen that, it seems a little early for them to have made that kind of value judgment on him too. You know, I mean,
not if he's doing things he shouldn't be doing other than football.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean,
or maybe that story just wasn't true. You know, there's a,
maybe.
I mean, I don't know what percentages of stories that are out there are actually true today, but I'm guessing
it was something on X. Yeah. It was something posted on X.
Yeah.
Well, I'm by who I can't remember. So, but man, Walt, I'm telling you, this opting out really hasn't affected me that much. It hasn't really made me, disappointed or not, didn't make me want to not watch a game. But this game tonight has a different story. I mean, both quarterbacks are opted out, and I guess I should specify Old Dominion in South Florida.
Yeah.
And that is just a shame that both those quarterbacks are not going to play. I mean, because I was really hoping they would. That could have been a really good game.
Hey, listen, it still can be. It can still be a good game. I mean, we'll see. I mean,
I'm going to watch it.
I watch.
I'm
going
to turn it down and listen to the show.
Yeah, I watch all the bowl games, the kids always play hard, and and if that means that some of the bigger names opt out, well, good. Adios. So let the kids who want to play hard play hard, and the games matter. Yeah. The games matter to them. The games matter to most of them. So if it doesn't matter to a few of your guys, and they have other things that they want to do, then adios. Screw off.
Yeah, positive way to look at it.
The others want to play.
I have to remember that. Clemson basketball. Walt. Last night was one of the few times that I actually watched the Clemson basketball game and didn't listen to it on the roar. I was hoping that at worst that was going to be a strain for Foster. Now you're telling me things I didn't want to hear from, knowledgeable Clemson analysts. I just, man, that breaks my heart because it seemed like that dude was really little by little getting better, more confident. And I was expecting him to really be a force for this team, going into conference play.
Well, again, to be clear, there's no concrete word on any of this as yet.
Yeah.
When I get word, I will of course let all of you know as soon as I know, because I think it's very important for a lot of people.
So. I mean, on TV it looked awkward, but it didn't look. But, sometimes, Walt, even things that don't even look awkward can end up in tears. And so, I was just kind of hoping it was just a strain and that he would, do a little rehab and be able to come back maybe with a brace or something this year. Because if he misses this year, you're right. That's a lot of on-court experience he's going
to
miss.
Again, you have to start all over next year, and you're not starting from a point of health. You're starting from a point of recovery. So you're
right.
Even further behind in many ways than you were the start of this year. So
that's a good point.
It doesn't just ruin one season; it potentially ruins two seasons.
Yeah, that's one last thing. Nick Davidson, he just seems like he's so frustrated out there, Walt. I don't know if you know, it's the level of competition. And I think some of these guys are starting to get a little homesick. I'm hoping maybe they can all go home over the Christmas break, you know, get a little home cooking, come back refreshed after Christmas, and head up to Syracuse and start conference play. And because, I mean, I thought Nick Davidson was going to come in here and be a force. But am I imagining it, or does he look frustrated?
No, I just think that look, I've laid this out before, and I presented it to Brad, and Brad said, yeah, that's a spot-on analysis. And what I said is that Nick is more of a half-court player. He's more like P.J. Hall. And when you had P.J. Hall, this team played to that. They played to the half-court advantage that P.J. Hall provided them. You had a team where you had two guys in Hall and Girard who were more half-court players, and you had the rest of the team who were more full-court players. And so you didn't have a great mix. But since Hall and Girard were your best offensive players, you had to wait for them and play more half-court basketball than as opposed to running up and down. The goal of this team is to run, and this team wants to get out and transition more and get more early offense opportunities. But that's not really Nick's game. Nick's game, and this is what he did prior, is he was used like P.J. Hall. They'd come down in the half court, they'd go into him, and he'd give you the full Pete Newell big man camp moves, and he was highly productive. But this team isn't waiting to do that. And so, you know, that's where he's getting a little bit lost. I think once we get into league play, I think that'll change some. I
understand exactly what you're saying, even though I'm, you know, nowhere near the knowledge you have in basketball. But even when they get down to the court and they start a half, you know, a set, and he gets the ball, it just seems like he's just not who he was. I mean, Walt, he shot like 50% last year from the field. Now again, it was, you know, Mountain West competition. But that's not, you know,
I think you're going to see him get better and better. I think you're going to see more and more from him. I think he's going to still be very instrumental. And I think as you get into league play, where the style of play probably changes a little bit and becomes a little more half court, I think you're going to see more and more what he's capable of doing. So I'm not down on him. I'm still pretty optimistic about
him. Yeah, I'm not down either, but it just seems like he's a little frustrated. And one last thing, Walt, and I'll take it off the air. This team's got to quit missing layups.
Yeah, that's a fact. Yep, thank you, Robert. They have missed way too many layups, way too many. You have bigs aren't finishing through contact. You got to finish through contact. You got to stop having balls roll off the rim, yoke where possible. Hey, listen, let me tell you about Ace Home Co. When a home's too hot or too cold, Ace Plumbing, Heat, Electric, Heating, and Air is the team upstate families count on. They handle everything, repairs, installations, replacements, full maintenance for central air, heat pumps, ductless mini splits, and more. They do it all, heating too, from furnaces to thermostats. Ace covers every need with upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. Their certified techs deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. Look, Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air makes things easier with flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. And that's awesome. And when emergencies strike, they're going to be there for you day or night. And you need to know this. In the middle of winter, if you lose your heat, that's a big deal. You need help now, not like 3 days from now. Ace is going to be there. Proudly serving Greenville and the surrounding upstate communities, look for their bold white and blue trucks across the upstate. Regular HVAC tune-ups help you avoid a surprise unit breakdown, high energy bills, and extend the life of your system. Right now, Ace Home Co. is offering a free fall maintenance to new customers. $189 value. Visit acehomeco.com to schedule yours today. And, of course, tell them I sent you. It's how it works. Quick break.
How can you make her holiday truly special? By giving some Christmas magic from Turner's Jewelers. The perfect necklace, earrings, or watch will make her season bright. Choose from a variety of breathtaking collections. Or melt her heart with a spectacular Turner's custom jewelry design. Of course, Santa could decide to leave a dazzling engagement ring under the tree. Your special holiday begins at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center.
When is a symphony actually a rock show? When the Black Jacket Symphony comes to town. Experience the era of Yacht Rock live as top-tier musicians recreate iconic albums, note for note, sound for sound, with stunning precision. It's not just a concert. It's a masterclass in rock nostalgia and sonic perfection. Catch the magic December 20th at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center. Tickets at walhallapac.com. Don't miss a night of legendary music. You'll never hear rock the same way again.
When making decisions, it's important to take a long view and consider how our choices will affect us for generations to come. Longview Carolina is a gated community that emphasizes that long view, with on-site gardens, miles of trails, mature forests, open meadows, and gathering spaces with 50-mile views, all designed to spark true community. Go to contact at longviewcarolina.com to schedule your private tour today. Longview Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
The Greenville Winter Invitational returns Sunday as the Cincinnati Bearcats take on the Clemson Tigers in a basketball clash between two marquee programs. It's a highly anticipated nationally televised matchup featuring a surging Clemson program and a tradition-rich Cincinnati team. Tip-off's at 3 p.m., and you can score tickets today at the GSP International Airport box office or Ticketmaster through game day while supplies last. Clemson versus Cincinnati in the Greenville Winter Invitational, Sunday at 3 p.m.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
At Estes Heating and Air, family means everything. As a family-owned and operated business for over 25 years, we know the value of trust, care, and keeping your home comfortable year-round. From routine maintenance to emergency repairs, we treat every customer like one of our own. Because when you call Estes, you're not just another service stop, you're part of our family. Schedule your next service today at estesheatingair.com. Estes Heating and Air, family owned, community trusted.
Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie. With unanimous five-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com. That's CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com.
The holiday countdown is on, so get your shopping done the Tiger way. Discover a few of our favorite Clemson Christmas things. Cozy fleece, logo ornaments, game day accessories, and standout gift sets for fans of all ages. Whether you're shopping last minute or planning ahead, you'll find something for everyone on your list. Make this season stress-free. Shop the Tiger Sports Shop. Shop in-store at either of our two convenient Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue. Or skip the line and shop online 24/7 at tigersports.com.
As a business in the greater Clemson area, you have many ways to get involved with other businesses and the community. Stay up to date with the Clemson Area Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber offers you many opportunities to get connected with the community through networking events, business advocacy, and educational endeavors. Make sure you visit the Chamber website at clemsonareachamber.org for news about upcoming events and information on how to become a member. Let's build a better future together. ClemsonAreaChamber.org.
You have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did, but I don't feel like myself.
What have you been eating?
I had turkey at my in-laws, turkey at my parents, had a turkey casserole this morning.
It's a clear-cut case of turkey-itis. I'm going to write a prescription right now for a double chili cheese aplenty from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In.
Next patient.
The Beacon Drive-In, where the food is always good since 1946.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Baby, do you understand me now? It's sometimes... seem a little mad. know that no life can always be an angel. And when things go wrong, I seem a little mad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. You know, sometimes, baby,
yes, the Animals, Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar. Hey, listen, there's no place like Moretti's. Hey, if you're looking for a fast, delicious lunch spot right off I-385, Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden is the move. It's just a quick stop from downtown Greenville or Simpsonville. Exit onto Butler Road toward Malden, and you're there in just about a half a mile. Moretti's is serving authentic Buffalo, New York-style favorites. They hit perfectly at lunchtime. Their stone oven pizza is thicker than New York City crust, light, crisp, never doughy. And the Buffalo wings, they're just crazy good. Crispy, juicy, spicy, buttery kick that only real Buffalo wings have. Look, they're the only Buffalo wings. They're the only real Buffalo wings south of Buffalo. Okay, that's it. So you want real Buffalo wings. You don't have any other choices. You go to Moretti's. Look, how about this? Beef on whack. You want something real hearty at lunch, but still quick? Beef on whack, man. I mean, 8 hours they cook that roast beef. They slice it thin, pile it high on a sea salt caraway bun, and serve it with horseradish sauce and odd juice. It's a Buffalo classic and a power lunch favorite. And right now, how about this part? You can make a kid's holiday brighter. Bring a toy for their holiday toy drive and get a free cocktail or dessert as a thank you from Moretti's. You know what? I know you bring a toy, you don't expect something back, but it's nice that you do. It's nice that they think you that way too. So you bring a toy in for a needy kid at during their holiday toy drive, which is right now, and get a free cocktail or dessert as a thank you from Moretti's. And so get out there for that as soon as possible. Moretti's also has subs, sandwiches, wraps, burgers, salads, calzones, pasta, and more, plus a full bar and a great sports vibe, including the famous Little John Coliseum table. So for your next lunch, skip the drive-thru and hit Moretti's, 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just minutes off of I-385. Moretti's, the perfect lunch spot where everyone's a regular. You'll 100% thank me later. There's no place like Moretti's. They're the absolute best. You'll try it. If you haven't been there, get there. Get there. You will, like I said, 100% thank me later. All right, several things from Moretti's. First of all, Tua Tagovailoa-Rona has been benched. They have finally benched him. They benched him in favor of Quinn Ewers. Quinn Ewers is going to get the start moving forward for Miami.
Is this a good thing?
Yeah, well, Quinn is an actual NFL-sized quarterback human with an NFL quarterback arm, unlike Toy Tua. And
that sounds funny.
And the Dolphins, I mean, you have a head coach who came in who designed a whole offense around this guy's limited skill set and made him look, tried to make him look better than he is. It's that old lipstick on a pig thing. Yeah, and that's why, I respect the coach. Okay, the only part of the operation I don't like, the only parts of the operation I don't like are Chris Greer, who I think is an idiot and has held that hostage franchise for 17 years. And then Tua, who, I did not like at draft time. I couldn't believe anyone would take Tua Tagovailoa ahead of Justin Herbert. I also didn't believe in taking Joe Burrow ahead of Justin Herbert. I said at the time that I would take Herbert over Burrow too. I think I've been proven right in both cases. I think Herbert is better than either one of those guys. Burrow simply can never stay healthy, and even when he is, he has issues. I don't hate Burrow. I still think Burrow is a good player. And then Tua, sucks. I mean, that's it. I mean, that's the analysis. He sucks. He can't play, and he can't play on a team that they catered and designed a whole offense around his limited skill set. And you just don't take, again, you go back to that situation where Justin Herbert had no NFL receivers. The top receiver he ever played with was a seventh-round pick. Alabama and Tua had nothing but round one NFL receiver types. And people somehow evaluated the whole offensive system rather than the skill set of the individual quarterbacks in a vacuum. And you just don't do that. You know, again, you know, you had an alleged genius take over the Browns from Kansas City in Dorsey, who took Baker Mayfield over Josh Allen. You know, and there were people who ballyhooed that pick. You know, again, this isn't hard. When one guy is 6 foot and the other guy is 6'5", you basically don't take the 6 foot guy most times. I mean, it's just that simple. But in the cases of Herbert and in the case of Josh Allen, these are two of the most talented quarterbacks we've ever seen. And people passed on them. It just shows you how dumb the NFL is. I mean, even the Denver Broncos passed on Josh Allen. I mean, John Elway was so freaking stupid that he passed on Josh Allen, a guy who looked just like him, played just like him, and played in his backyard. And Elway couldn't even see that. You know, so these people who make these decisions in the NFL, they just constantly get quarterback wrong. They constantly get it wrong. And their evaluations are mystifying, are really mystifying. You know, I used to post – I would put individual throws that Herbert made when he was in college up on the internet, and I would say, you know, there was one where he rolled left and he threw a ball like 55, 60 yards, just a line drive strike into the back of the end zone for a touchdown against his body, and I wrote, this is before that draft, and I wrote, look, there are only a couple of humans on the planet who can make this throw, you know, that's what talent looks like. You know, that's what it looks like at the pro level. And instead, the Miami Dolphins took Tua. You don't recover from those mistakes very often. You just don't. And because you can lose a decade or two in the process. And that's what's happened to the Dolphins. And they're now in a total rebuilding mode that I don't know when they're going to come out of their rebuilding mode. And they have problems within their own division that are not going to be remedied. And they have the Tua dilemma. You know, what to do about that situation? You know, there's no easy way to extract themselves from that. And look, they probably knew 2 years ago. They certainly knew last year that it was over. I mean, I don't know what they're hoping for, but they knew it was over. Now they're basically admitting it's over. Now they're basically admitting it. But how they extricate themselves from it, including financially, that's another question. You know, Seminole Ted called here the other day, Ramona, talking up the Dolphins, said, "Whoa, we're playing a lot better." Of course, we haven't heard from him after since the Pittsburgh Steelers destroyed them the other night.
That's mean.
Iron Drive Floor Coatings, you're working with a locally family-owned company in business 15 years. They have the most 5-star Google reviews in their industry, not the 6th most or the 4th most, the most. Why? Two things, the quality of the people, the quality of the equipment. See, it turns out, not so surprisingly so, that the quality of any floor coating job is directly dependent on the quality of the equipment that lays it down. You don't get the dust, it's much longer lived. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate to schedule their services. 12 in-stock color options, but limitless custom colors. If you can dream it up, they can make it. Decorative epoxy coating installation. Why epoxy? It's the only thing that lasts in the humidity of South Carolina. Easy to clean, extremely durable. Transform your space. They've installed over 1 million square feet in the 15 years they've been in business. Go to their website to see their amazing gallery of finished jobs. Treat your garage floor, your mechanical room, your patio the same way you would uncover in your bedroom, kitchen, or den floors. They've done jobs all over the upstate, including most likely the neighborhood you live in right now. They also do commercial installation as well. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate and to schedule their services. Lifetime adhesion warranty, guaranteed as long as you own your own home. That's another incredible benefit. Take advantage of it. It's Iron Drive. Tell them I sent you. You will 100% thank me later. Iron Drive, the absolute best. Speaking of best, when it comes to building supplies, there's nobody like Yoder's. Established in 1986 by the Yoder family, this family-owned business is based in Fairplay, South Carolina. It's like all of Fairplay, Ramona. That's how big it is. It's Yoder's. With a mission to be the most helpful building supply in the region, Yoder's offers a spacious showroom, knowledgeable and friendly staff, extensive selection of high-quality product lines. The company caters to professional contractors, ensuring access to top-tier materials for various building needs. Yoder's Building Services provides a wide range of building materials available both in stock and through special orders to address the diverse needs of construction projects. Their departments include building materials, lumber, roofing, siding, windows, doors, masonry, hardware, tools, so much more, engineered wood and truss manufacturing plant, installed services, cabinets, stone, garage doors. With extensive product knowledge and attention to detail, Yoder stands apart from all the competition. They are your one-stop shop for all your building needs while delivering exceptional service and high-quality materials. Customers are encouraged to visit Yoder's showroom to explore options for their next building project. The staff is more than ready to assist with personalized service and expert advice. 500 East Fairplay Boulevard, Fairplay, South Carolina, 864-972-3003, 864-972-3003. Hours Monday to Thursday, 7 to 5, Friday, 7 to 4:30. Saturday and Sunday, they're closed. The website is goyoders.com. At Yoder's Building Supply, quality is more than a promise. It's a way of life. And when we return, I'm promising that we're going to talk college football because we have a lot of bowl games to dissect. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Tired of waiting on hold forever? Talking to someone three states away who doesn't get it? At Upcountry Fiber, we're your neighbors, right here in the upstate, bringing you fast fiber internet and real local support 24/7. No pushy sales, no surprise fees, just honest service and a strong connection. And now it's a perfect time to switch. Save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local, a stronger connection.
All over Greenville, people are asking, what's a Vermeer? Well, Vermeer is one of Greenville's newest corporate citizens. The company builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing underground utility construction. Vermeer machines are leading the way in soft dig trenchless innovation, enabling the exposure of underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods. Get the scoop at vermeer.com/dig.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and all always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper.